Secretary Vilsack, with producers needing drought relief and assistance, what is USDA providing to help them?
Well, Julie, we are taking a look at everything we possibly can to help folks out, recognizing that 35% of our corn, of our bean crop, 45% of our corn crop, and 55% of our pasture and rangelands have been designated as poor to very poor condition. So obviously a lot of folks need a lot of help. We're particularly focused on our livestock producers because unlike the crop producers who have at least crop insurance protection, livestock producers are really without much help. The disaster programs expired under the 2008 Farm Bill last year. So what we have done is what we can do. We have looked at our CRP restrictions and basically lifted and provided haying and grazing opportunities in counties throughout the United States that are on our drought monitor as being abnormally dry or extremely dry, D0 to D4 counties, all included, virtually the entire United States. We basically allowed that hay and grazing rights to include the sale of hay so that we can make sure that we utilize what can be utilized as best we can to help our producers. We've reduced the emergency loan rate from 3.75% to 2.25%. We've created some additional flexibilities with reference to EQIP, and we've also asked our crop insurance companies to consider the possibility of providing another 30 days of grace period. These premiums are going to come due August 15th. Right now, interest will start accrue on October 1st. We're asking them to extend that to November 1st, and understanding that we will not be asking the insurance companies who are willing to do that for payments of uncollected premiums during that month grace period that we're asking them to provide. So we're doing everything we can, but our tools are quite limited.
Yes, I understand you're sporting a button, or you did yesterday, that said Farm Bill Now.
Correct. I mean, an extension of the 2008 Farm Bill does nothing to revive the disaster programs of the 2008 Farm Bill. There has to be an affirmative step, action taken to do that. My belief is if you're going to put a coalition of members of Congress together to do that, why wouldn't you just simply go all the way and get the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill through the process, get the House to pass it, and then get the House and Senate conferees together and work out whatever differences exist. Here's the problem, Julie. Not only do we not have disaster programs for our livestock producers, but we run a very serious risk if we delay this. It then gets caught up in discussions of deficit reduction. It gets caught up in tax policy discussions, sequester discussions. And these are all serious discussions in which people are going to be looking for money to try to support their pet tax cut or support, preventing the Defense Department from having to incur any cuts, things of that nature. And they're going to be looking around. And what I think we need to have is certainty in these policies. Our livestock producers, our farmers, need to know what the rules are going to be. And extending a program for a year doesn't give them the certainty. It doesn't help their banker feel more comfortable about the ability to for that operation to have the protections and safety net it needs. We need certainty. We need the research dollars and programs authorized, the trade promotion programs authorized, the rural development programs authorized. So my view is the Farm Bill Now, and I think as I talked to producers throughout the Midwest in the last couple of days, I didn't see anybody that disagreed with the notion that Congress needs to do its work and needs to do it now.
There are indications yesterday from Speaker Boehner that there may be a smaller standalone disaster package for emergency drought relief. Would that be something that you would find acceptable in lieu of passing the Farm Bill?
Well, here's the concern. The concern is how do you pay for it? And what happens to the rest of the important sets of decisions that have to take place with reference to the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill? Are you going to delay those? Are you going to get yourself into a situation where all of that's going to be part of a discussion about sequester, part of the discussion about deficit reduction, part of the discussion about tax policy? And what risk do you run that you're going to get hit with much deeper and more severe cuts than are being proposed now? I like the notion of if you're going to put a coalition together to get a separate bill through the process to extend something, why wouldn't you just go the extra mile to get folks to get the whole package done and get folks in a conference room and get it ironed out? You know, they say, well, you know, it's a matter of time. Well, they're about ready to start a five-week recess. I don't know a single farmer in the country that would, in the middle of harvest, say, hey, I know there's more work to be done, but I think I'll just take a couple weeks off. You know, that's not the way we do things in the countryside. We basically do our work, get our work done, and then we take a vacation. Then we take a recess. When I was in school, if I didn't do my homework or if the class acted up, we didn't get recess. And so I think it's important for us to continue to ask our our members of the House of Representatives to do their job.
All right. And you haven't heard any confirmation that there is a bill now.
No, I mean, there's some confusion about that. I looked at Chairman Lucas, Frank Lucas. I think he did a great job with Colin Peterson's help of getting a bill through the House Ag Committee. I looked to the chairman. He would certainly know what that is all about, and he certainly gave indications yesterday that he was a little uncertain about all of that. So I would think if the chairman doesn't know about it, I'm not sure where we are on this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.